Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. A lot more to get through. I want to go to Milwaukee for a change. The Common Council Committee just approved a settlement of $750,000 plus an apology to former Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown for being attacked and injured by Milwaukee police. Those of you who are not aware of that, Sterling Brown was a valued member of the Milwaukee Bucks. I had season tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks. I had full season tickets one time. I couldn't go to 41 games. I gave them away, some of them, but then I had a partial package. Love going to the Bucks. Great, great team. Great spectacle. Great entertainment. Anyway, Sterling Brown was a major player. One night he goes to, I think it was a 7-Eleven, 24-hour. He's out of his car to go in and buy something. But his car is parked sort of diagonally across two parking spaces. The police come, honest to Pete. Police come, they rough him up, handcuff him, and while he's down, one of them steps on his foot, deliberately injured his foot. He brought a claim, not because he needs $750,000. He makes plenty of money. He's been traded since, but enough's enough. Enough's enough. I'm glad the Common Council got rid of the case, but more importantly, that they issued an apology on behalf of the city of Milwaukee. On behalf of the city of Milwaukee. They should have. The police in Milwaukee cost Milwaukee taxpayers millions of dollars a year in settlement. Millions. There's a lot of talk about police reform and all of this, and I've talked about a lot on this show, and I'll continue to do it. And this, fortunately, was not fatal, and this is, in the scheme of things, minor, but it sends a bad message. At what point are taxpayers who pay very high taxes, property taxes in Milwaukee, believe me, in Milwaukee County, among the highest in the country, are going to get a little tired of this? Not just morally tired of it, and fiscally tired of it. Millions and millions of dollars, and not utter a peep about it. So there you have it, another 750 grand. If you live in Milwaukee, have you paid $750,000 in property taxes your whole life? Are you kidding me? And it just went down the drain for a plea settlement. And it wasn't down the drain, as far as I'm concerned, for Sterling Brown. He's going to donate it. He's a good man, very good man. He went to a 7-Eleven. There was nobody else in the parking lot. So he occupied two parking spaces. Okay. So what? At most, if you're going to be really picky about it, you say, okay, sir, you shouldn't have done that. Here's a ticket or something. Okay. Okay. There you have it from Milwaukee County. Donald Trump just called Liz Cheney a warmongering fool. That's what he called her, a warmongering fool. That's the kind of thing that King Jong-un says, people that don't have a true command of the English language say, and Chinese, you say it too, but King Jong-un, he'll say, if there's a, one time he said, there was an American ship nearby, and he says, why, of all the days in the year which are more numerous than the hairs on a cow, should there be a ship out in the harbor? I mean, I love this stuff. It's just great, great lyric poetry. A warmongering fool. What the heck is he talking about? A warmongering fool. This is crude. Trump, very cold, very questionable, calling Liz Cheney. And what he's really getting at is Liz Cheney voted to impeach him along with 9 other Republican members of the House because he ginned up the insurrection and lied about it. That's why he's attacking her. But come on, a warmongering fool. warmongering fool. And his reaction, the immediate reaction of why he was saying it, was this. The Republicans put in an amendment to the proposal for a January 6th commission. Now, the January 6th commission was going to be a bipartisan commission with equal Democrats and Republicans to investigate the origin of the insurrection on January 6th, the injury to police officers, the killing of a couple of the participants. One of them was shot and one of them was trampled to death. And they were part of the insurrection, but they were Americans. I don't want them trampled and shot. I don't want anybody trampled and shot. The Republicans, slippery Kevin McCarthy, puts in an amendment that goes, okay, let's also investigate Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You know, he's trying to sort of spread this around. Black Lives Matter and Antifa had nothing to do with the January 6th insurrection. Black Lives Matter has had nothing to do with anything that was violent. They're the ones who were attacked. They're the ones who were attacked. Now, Liz Cheney, to her credit, said, no, I'm not voting for my party's amendment, even though I'm the number three in the House Republican caucus. That's ridiculous. Let's talk about the January 6th commission. Then if you want a commission on the Black Lives Matter, I'll vote against that too, but that's separate. And if you want one in Antifa, I don't know what Antifa is, but tell me why we should do that. And for that, he calls her a warmongering fool. You know, when you have a former president, his words matter. And when he was president, unfortunately, they really mattered. You know, when he calls other third world countries S-hole countries, can't repeat the word here because the FCC, this is a strange thing. He has used the P word with women. I'm going to grab them by the P word. These are S-hole nations. This is the president of the United States saying it, but if you repeat that on an FCC regulated channel like this one, a radio station or TV, you're going to get a warning for obscene language and they could pull your license. And you say, well, wait a minute, I'm just quoting the president of the United States. And they go, too bad, so sad, too bad, so sad. So he calls other nations S-hole nations, right? I mean, you know, he attacks Europe, attacks the EU. I don't know, he attacks NATO, says he's going to pull us out of NATO. He destabilizes the country. And now Liz Cheney has a lot of guts, said, no, we're going to investigate the January 6th riot insurrection. And he calls her warmongering fool. That kind of language by a former president, Jimmy Carter wouldn't say that. Bill Clinton wouldn't say that. George W. Bush wouldn't say that. Barack Obama wouldn't say that. Even against an adversary, somebody they didn't like, they wouldn't say that. What you do is, what you have effectively done is cheapened the presidency and injected poison in our national discourse. That's what you have effectively done. We're going to the Lions. Mark from the SAC, my friend, and congratulations, Mark. You're number three today. You win a T-shirt. I think your address is probably already with Luke, but what's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you brought up one of, you know, the things that kind of bothers me, that the FCC rules on language that can be used on the airwaves, on the public airwaves, such as this one, that for the love of Mike, we've got Republicans, quote unquote, or people that want to be able to carry firearms wherever they want to be. You know, you can't have rules against carrying firearms, you know, that in places. And these same people would take offense to the language that George Carlin pointed out to us. And if that's not freedom of speech, I mean, those are just, most of those words are simply old Anglo-Saxon words that the Normans decided were not acceptable when they took over England. But that's something I read, the S word for defecation, that apparently was a perfectly acceptable Anglo-Saxon word, but the Normans decided that was crude and Anglo-Saxon, so they purged it from, you know, they said, well, this is bad language. Well, if you want to have freedom, let's have the freedom. And I mean that, and the only reason we curb our tongues is you know, that not that the rules are against it, but because it's polite, perhaps, to curb our tongues. And for the whole Anglo-Saxon caucus that they're trying to form, that they should remember that the Anglo-Saxons, before the some of the invasions came in, were pagans that practiced human sacrifice and didn't use the regular alphabet. They used runes, you know, because they were another Nordic extract for some of them. and it's just ridiculous. I mean, okay, fine. I mean, you guys want this? Let's have, the FCC has far better things to do than regulate. If Matt Flynn,
I get it. And
that's bomb on the radio.
that's very, very good. We get to runes and human sacrifices. Here's the deal. I think but one thing I would differ, Mark, is I do not think that obscenity should be used on the air, simply because, there's a certain level of discourse in polite society. However, if the president of the United States says something, you should be able to quote it. I mean, because that's news in and of itself. It's the president of the United States, and you can't. So this guy says this stuff, and they bleep him out, and then, suddenly he's out there warmongering fool, which itself is not an obscenity, but the guy has no boundaries whatsoever. He's no boundaries whatsoever. Thanks for calling him, Mark. Our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.